From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. California veterans who commit a crime will now be able to have the record erased if they complete a treatment program. Pauline Bartolone has more from Sacramento.
Veterans who commit a crime in California and have a mental illness related to their military service already had the option to get treatment instead of prison time, but they weren't always making that choice.
We needed something to give them a reason to go into treatment.
Pete Connedy spoke for several veterans groups at the state capitol last year in support of the measure.
This would erase their guilty plea and erase the offense if they successfully complete treatment.
Corey Salzillo of the California District Attorneys Association says the new law is unnecessary.
It was unclear that the bill provided any actual relief that wasn't already provided by current law.
Supporters of the measure say there are nearly 2 million veterans in California and nearly 30,000 are incarcerated in the state. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.
You are now able to sell your culinary creations. A new California law took effect January 1st, allowing the sale of some homemade foods to stores, restaurants, and directly to consumers. The new law was co-written by State Democratic Assemblyman Mike Gatto of Los Angeles.
We view this as sort of an incubator for the burgeoning food movement. There's a lot of people who want to buy local food, stuff that's produced in their communities.
Gatto says the wannabe entrepreneurs won't have to get a commercial kitchen license anymore, but he points out the law permits only non-perishable foods.
You can't dry a side of beef in your house and then sell a steak. This is jams and jellies, nuts, dried basil, bread, muffins, things like that that don't typically go bad, that don't require refrigeration.
The law requires home food producers to complete a food processor course. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories on our news page, krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Brown.